From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has asked India to relax permits for the export of therapeutic medicines to Indonesia amid a spike in COVID-19 infections. Minister Retno conveyed the request to Indian Foreign Minister Subrahmanyam Jaishankar on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in Italy on Monday. The minister said in a written statement issued on Tuesday, currently, owing to the COVID-19 case surge in India, the country has imposed temporary restrictions on the exports of vaccines and medicines. Indonesia, however, needs the drugs to deal with its COVID-19 transmission rate, which has reached about 21,000 new cases a day. According to the minister, Indonesia's request is being considered by India positively, and Indonesia has conveyed the details of the medicines needed at this time. Apart from India, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has also communicated with the Japanese government on the issue of sharing of vaccine doses. In response, Japan has said it will donate around 2 million doses of Finnish COVID-19 vaccines to Indonesia. The vaccines are expected to arrive in July this year. During a meeting with Japanese Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi, Minister Retno also explored cooperation in the procurement of therapeutic drugs. Minister Retno further said the Japanese Foreign Minister will soon see the possibility of cooperation in providing therapeutic drugs that Indonesia needs at this time. During a bilateral meeting with the foreign ministers of countries such as India, Japan, Brunei Darussalam, Singapore, and Spain, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi again emphasized the importance of strengthening diplomacy in the health sector to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Minister Retno, the current global vaccination program has provided a glimmer of hope for ending the pandemic, but that hope is not evenly distributed throughout the world due to the high vaccine gap between developed and developing countries. The emergence of new variants has pushed the world to speed up vaccination equally. In this regard, Indonesia continues to encourage the implementation of equal access to vaccines for all countries. Indonesia has so far encouraged efforts to accelerate vaccinations through dose sharing, supporting the TRIPS waiver proposal on the temporary removal of patents for COVID-19 vaccines and treatments, among other things. Now we move to the international news. The Greek government presented a plan to boost vaccination coverage in the country by granting those fully immunized against COVID-19 more freedom to visible leisure facilities, national media reported on Tuesday. The Katy Merini newspaper said that the set of measures was recommended to the government by the Greek Bioethics Committee and a committee of health experts. According to Georgios Gerapetitris, Greece's Minister of State, businesses will be allowed to choose either to serve only fully vaccinated individuals without most restrictions or to cater to both vaccinated and unvaccinated visitors, but under certain conditions. The initiative is a part of the Greek government's efforts to increase the rate of vaccination in the country. Other measures include a vaccination awareness campaign and mandatory vaccination for a certain groups of workers. Hong Kong is to ban all flights from the UK to curb the spread of the Delta variant of COVID. The UK is to be classified as an extremely high-risk country, the highest rating Hong Kong has for pandemic travel. The ban will come into effect on July 1st and affect all incoming passenger flights from Britain. It also comes amid political tensions between China and the West over a crackdown on dissent in Hong Kong. The ban means people who had recently spent more than 2 hours in Britain wouldn't be allowed to board flights to Hong Kong from any airport. Meanwhile, flights outbound from Hong Kong to the UK are not affected by the upcoming ban. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told G20 foreign ministers on Tuesday that multilateral cooperation is the best instrument for addressing global challenges, including the coronavirus pandemic. G20 foreign ministers are holding a meeting in the Italian city of Matera. The two-day event held under the Italian presidency is focused on the international response to the COVID-19 pandemic, including worldwide access to diagnostics and vaccines. G20 can assist in overcoming the consequences of the pandemic that has deepened global economic inequality, the official said, calling on the group to contribute to delivering more coronavirus vaccines to more countries across the world, especially poorer nations. Blinken added that Washington supports the sending of vaccines to poorer countries through the COVAX short-sharing facility and has already allocated $2 billion for the purpose. We end the news with the environmental specialists that have proposed a new system for preserving Arctic Reserve's ecosystem and take under protection about a quarter of the Russian Arctic. Director of the Biodiversity Conservation Program of the World Wildlife Fund in Russia, Irina Onufrenya, told Sputnik. Since there has traditionally been no unified approach to developing territorial nature reserves in the Arctic, the territories populated by species of less interest to scientists were left without protection. Under the auspices of WWF Russia, scientists have identified 47 areas in the Arctic seas that are key for the conservation of marine biodiversity, and identify the necessary restrictions on the use of natural resources for each of them. Well, listener, that was the news.
Maju, 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 maju Pancasila dasar negara, rakyat adil makmur sentosa. Pribadi bangsaku, ayo maju maju, ayo maju maju, ayo maju maju.
When several countries in the world have issued budget against a new variant of Delta that has caused the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, the war in Syria has led to the use of funds for the conflict that it is unclear when it will end. Instead of getting a solution, the war in Syria shows a tendency to get worse. The US onslaught to counterattack by Iran-backed militias on the Iraq-Syria border has come under fire from Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kademi. On the instruction of President Joe Biden, the U.S. on Sunday, June 27, has carried out airstrikes in response to militia drone attacks targeting U.S. troops in Iraq. The attack by U.S. troops last weekend was the second time on direct orders from the president. Joe Biden issues his first directive in February 2021 shortly after he was sworn in as President of the United States, replacing Donald Trump. The civil war in Syria that has lasted for 10 years has killed at least 388,000 people, both from the government and the resistance sides. Hundreds of thousands of Syrians have left to various countries, especially in Europe. The cost spent on the war that never ends is certainly very big. Instead of thinking about overcoming the new variant of COVID and its impact on the Syrian people, the large funds were issued by the government of President Assad to finance the war. The intervention of foreign countries, including the United States, Russia, and Iran, is not a solution to ending the tragedy in Syria. The country that used to be referred to as one of the beautiful and prosperous regions. Ignited by the Arab Spring democratization movement some time ago, now the war in Syria has destroyed parts of the country and made its people suffer terribly at home or stranded in some foreign countries. Iraqi protests over U.S. airstrikes aimed at Iranian-backed militia forces on the border with Iraq and Syria are likely to make the conflict in Syria more complicated towards a resolution. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kademi in a statement condemned the U.S. strikes and declared it a violation of Iraqi sovereignty.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 30, 1966, when Mike Tyson was born. Michael Gerard Tyson was born in Brooklyn, New York City, New York, United States, on June 30, 1966. He is known as a professional heavyweight boxer and is better known as Mike Tyson. Throughout his career, Tyson won 50 times and lost only 6 times. Moving on to an event on June 30, 2015, when the Indonesian Air Force or TNI AU Hercules plane crashed in Medan, North Sumatra. A Lockheed C-130 Hercules aircraft belonging to the Indonesian Air Force crashed on Tuesday, June 30, 2015. The plane crashed 2 minutes after taking off from Suwondo Air Base in Padang Bulan, Medan City, North Sumatra. The plane was carrying 12 crew and 109 passengers who were TNI soldiers and their families. All were declared dead. The total number of victims of the plane crash was reported to be 143 people, including 22 people on the ground. We end Today in History with an event on June 30 about International Parliament Day. International Parliament Day is celebrated every year on June 30. The date chosen refers to June 30, 1889, when the IPU, Interparliamentary Union, was founded. the anniversary date was set for 2018 through a United Nations General Assembly resolution. In the resolution, the United Nations recognized the role of Parliament in national plans and strategies and in ensuring greater transparency and accountability at national and global levels. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Bila sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan san cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta yang ada. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan
thank you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Industry Ministry is trying to facilitate the Industrial National Vital Object or OVNI status determination for industrial areas. Industry is seen to play a key role in accelerating the national economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, investment in the manufacturing sectors keep growing so it can move the industrial activities in the areas. That was explained by Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in a statement released on Sunday. The minister further elaborated that one of the non-fiscal facilities for industry and industrial area companies is the security support at national vital objects and particular objects. He said currently some 23 industrial areas are set as national industrial vital objects. These industrial areas will receive the benefits of being a national vital object, namely increasing trust of business people to establish their business inside the industrial area. Agus Gumiwang added, in the first quarter of 2021, the investment realized by the processing industry surpassed 88.3 trillion rupiahs or increased 38% compared to the same period last year with 64 trillion rupiahs. According to the minister, it means the investors' trust is still high towards the government's effort and policy in creating a conducive business climate. Meanwhile, in January until May 2021, processing industry export value reached $66.70 billion, rising 30.53% compared to the same period in 2020 with $51.10 billion. With such achievement, the processing industry gave the highest contribution, namely 79.42% of the $83.99 billion total national export. Meanwhile, Industry Ministry's Director General for International Industrial Resilience, Territory and Access, Eko S.H. Chayanto, explained, the Industrial National Vital Object Status Determination for Industrial Areas by the Industry Minister is the first step for industrial area managers to improve internal security system management. The industrial area managers can complete various security facilities and infrastructure according to the national policy standard. Therefore, Eko Cahyanto added, support from all stakeholders, especially the national police and national army, is necessary in the industrial national vital object implementation in the industrial area.
Kencang oh hatiku, berhenti denyut nadiku, ku terpaku tak bicara saat kau sentuh bibir ini. Thank you.
cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque peitai kouzhou, yifangchi xinxing guangzhuang bingdu feiyan de chuanbo. Wo de kouzhou baohu ni, ni de kouzhou baohu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Voor hinder zie die overdragen skaten des COVID-19 virus, doe richtige stragen van masker. Mijn masker schützt dich, deine masker schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, the island of the gods, Bali, has a lot of charming views that are hard to forget. There are not only its traditions that attract tourists, but also its beautiful natural panoramas. Bali has a series of beautiful beaches that are already famous abroad. One of them is Kelingking Beach, which was recently crowned the most popular on Instagram. Kelingking Beach is located in the Nusa Penida area. Its popularity is recognized by money.co.uk. The site analyzed more than 26 million Instagram hashtags with the keywords most popular beaches in the world. They post about certain beaches. As a result, Kelingking Beach ranks at the top of the list. A total of 338,000 photos accompanied by the hashtag Pantai Kelingking prove the popularity of this natural tourism attraction among domestic and foreign tourists. Kelingking also won the title of the most instrumental beach 2021. This beach is named Kelingking because on the beach there is a rock that looks like a little finger. The palm leaf on Kelingking Beach resembles the neck of Tyrannosaurus or T-Rex. That's the Palawan Cliff, which is the hallmark of Kelingking Beach. The name Palawan was given according to the name of the temple there. To take pictures and witness the natural beauty of this cliff, you need to walk down wooden stairs, which are quite energy consuming. Clinking Beach offers not only photogenic beach views, but also an attraction that you must try when visiting this beach, namely diving at Manta Point. Not a few tourists visit Clinking Beach who take the time to dive with dozens of manta stingrays surrounded by exotic coral reef. Clinking Beach is included in the marine conservation area of the Global Coral Triangle, belonging to the World Wildlife for Nature. You can also visit other attractive beaches in the vicinity, such as Atu Beach, Crystal Bay Beach, Broken Beach, and Angels Billabong. If you plan to visit this hidden paradise on the island of Nusa Penida, you should come in the morning about 7 a.m. local time, because at the time it is still quiet from visitors and you can enjoy the beauty of this beach without too much disturbance. The price of admission to Clinking Beach is officially only charged 5,000 rupiah for local tourists. If you have an adventurous spirit and usually like hiking a mountain, you can go down to the white beach at Clinking Beach. Clinking Beach has a very stunning sea gradation, which also complements the beauty of this beach. Even though you can swim in the amazing water, you are guaranteed to be never disappointed, because there are many photo spots that can be explored in this place. That's Indonesian wonder.
Berjalan di muka rumahku, penuh gaya tersita pandanganku, hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Dimanakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah, ku ingin berkenalan. Terimalah salamku, gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara. Hati yang berdenang pada pandangan pertama. Pandanganku hingga ku
Tuhan tolonglah aku cinta.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about kesehatan, which means health. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Bermasker, which means wearing a mask. This dialogue is between Kevin and Mela at the canteen. Mela asks Kevin to move when someone without wearing a mask sitting near their table. In this pandemic, Mela is afraid of being close to people without mask. Let's listen to the conversation.
Aduh, dia tidak bermasker. Kita pindah tempat duduk yuk.
Okay.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Masker, masker, which means mask. Bermasker, bermasker, which means wearing a mask. Dia tidak bermasker, dia tidak bermasker, which means he doesn't wear a mask. Kita pindah tempat duduk yuk. Kita pindah tempat duduk yuk, which means let's move. In the dialogue, you listen to a statement, dia tidak bermasker, dia tidak bermasker, which means he doesn't wear a mask. In the statement, there is the word bermasker, bermasker, which means wearing a mask. The word bermasker is formed from the prefix ber and the word masker. The prefix ber has several meanings such as memakai, mempunyai, and melakukan aktivitas, which means wear, have, and do an activity. The prefix ber in the word bermasker means memakai, memakai, which means wear. So, the word bermasker means memakai masker, which means wearing a mask. The word ber means memakai, memakai, which means wear, if it is combined with something worn, such as clothes, trousers, mask, and hat. Let's listen to the other examples of the verbal prefix ber, which means memakai. Bagaimana ciri-ciri orang itu? Bagaimana ciri-ciri orang itu? Which means, how is he like? Dia bercelana panjang dan bertopi. Dia bercelana panjang dan bertopi, which means he is wearing trousers and hat. Bagaimana ciri-ciri orang itu? Bagaimana ciri-ciri orang itu? Which means how is she like? Dia berkacamata dan berjilbab. Dia berkacamata dan berjilbab, which means she is wearing glasses and hijab. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Aduh, dia tidak bermasker. Kita pindah tempat duduk yuk.
Oke.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Biarlah cintaku melayang jauh.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from special region of Yogyakarta entitled Sue Ora Jamu. The song Sue Ora Jamu was composed by Raden Cajetanus Harjo Subroto, a musical composer of Javanese from 1950s to 1970s. The meaning of the song's title is Being Long Time No Drinking Herbal Medicine. This Javanese song is very popular, particularly when it was sung by a keroncong singer, Waljina. The lyrics of the song are rhythmical like a poem. The song tells about the people's meeting. In this case, they have not met each other for a long time. Unfortunately, the meeting makes them disappointed. Alright, listener, here is the song Sue Ora Jamu by Waljina. Enjoy!
Nandang susah
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.